From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday that special counsel Robert Mueller has created a grand jury in Washington, D.C. to investigate Russia's interference with the 2016 presidential election. VOA's Philip Alexiou.
The newspaper, citing two unnamed sources familiar with the matter, said the grand jury had begun its work, an important step toward potential criminal charges, in recent weeks. The action means the federal investigation is progressing, which includes allegations officials with Donald Trump's campaign coordinated with Russia to affect the outcome of the election.
President Donald Trump repeatedly has denied the allegations of collusion. Venezuela's election chief is refuting a report that voter turnout numbers were manipulated and inflated by at least 1 million.
Hasta ahora hemos contado.
Until now, we have counted 181 burnt voting machines. Our institution suffered and continues to suffer cybernetic attacks to our official page. This illustrates the unprecedented siege embedded in a strategy to destroy the electoral institution and impede the election of the Constitutional National Assembly.
The opposition contends the votes was rigged to pack the assembly with supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. Texas Senator John Cornyn unveiled border security legislation to stem the flow of illegal immigration. The bill would authorize billions of dollars to dramatically boost the number of Border Patrol agents, high-tech monitoring capabilities, and augment walls and other physical barriers. This is VOA News. Rwanda goes to the polls on Friday with President Paul Kagame widely expected to win a third term. Zach Bradoff reports from Kigali.
More than 200,000 people attended a final pre-election rally for President Paul Kagame. Local observers expect he will win a third term in power Friday by a wide margin. In 2010, he won 93% of the vote.
He's a freedom fighter. He has brought us peace, unity, and reconciliation.
Green Party candidate Dr. Frank Habineza held a much more low-key rally earlier this week, attracting about 500 people. The low turnout was blamed on a government order forcing a change in location. Habineza, who founded the Green Party as an alternative to Kagame's rule, is hesitant to directly criticize the president. Zach Bedorf for VOA News.
Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno is stripping his vice president of much of his authority over corruption allegations that surfaced amid a battle for power within their ruling leftist coalition. Moreno says in a decree signed Thursday that he is withdrawing all the tasks that had been assigned to Vice President Jorge Glass since he took office in May. The move comes after an audio recording surfaced in the media in which an executive at a Brazilian construction giant, Odebrecht, is heard discussing alleged requests by Glass for bribes in exchange for public work contracts awarded by former President Rafael Correa's government. Glass has denied all wrongdoing. The Mexican army says soldiers have seized 140 liters of liquid morphine and 43 kilograms of opium paste in a rural area of the northern state of Sinaloa. Doug Bernard has more.
Opium paste is extracted from poppy bulbs and later processed into morphine and then heroin. Much of it is shipped to the United States by drug cartels. The Army said Wednesday the drugs were seized on July 31st after an Army patrol saw a group of men flee. The seizure occurred in the township of Bariraguato, the hometown of imprisoned Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The Army estimated the raw materials would have produced about 140 kilograms of heroin. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
A suicide bomber in Afghanistan killed at least four people Thursday night in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul. Adding to initial reports that three Afghan civilians were killed, U.S. officials said that one soldier from NATO's Resolute Support mission was among the dead. Updates to these stories and more can be found, as well as in-depth coverage, on our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.